It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Let me encourage you to have your Bible open as we study the Word of God. I do use the King James Bible. I believe it is the Word of God. I would encourage you to get a King James Bible as we study together. Well, we're in chapter 7 of the book of John, and we've seen how that Jesus was talking to his brothers. This would be his half-brothers. Remember now, some people believe that Mary was a perpetual virgin. In other words, after Jesus was born, they do not believe that she had any other children. Well, that's not the case. She had an earthly husband, and they would have procreated, and they had other children, or they had children. And Joseph was not the father of Jesus. He was the, we'll say, the adopted father. He was the one who Jesus grew up with as a carpenter, and I believe Jesus knew about carpentry. And Joseph, his stepfather, would have taught him these things. But Jesus had half-brothers and half-sisters, and this is another study in itself. But don't think and don't believe that Jesus did not have any half-brothers and sisters. Do not believe that Mary was a perpetual virgin. She actually gave birth to children. Now, notice, Christ's brothers, according to John chapter 7, we've read down through verse 10, actually verse 9, and they tried to ridicule him in a sense. They were trying to shame him, trying to shame Jesus because there was a feast coming up. And they said, more or less, if you're not ashamed, you need to go and you need to tell people openly who you are and about the things that you've done and what you can do for them. Well, his brothers were not saved at this time. And so therefore, they did not understand. But Jesus told him, he says, the world doesn't hate you, but it hates me. And why would he say something like this? Well, it's the same today. The world does not hate its own. The world does not hate someone who is like the world. And that's what Jesus was trying to tell them. You need to have a change. You need to change in order to go to heaven. The way you do that is to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, we pick up now in verse 9 of John chapter 7, where it says, when he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. He told them, you all go on up. I'm not going up right now. In verse 10, but when his brethren were going up, then went he also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Jesus would actually go up. His stepbrothers wanted him to go right then. I believe they wanted him to go to make fun of him. But Jesus did not go at that time with his half-brothers. He stayed behind, and when they had gone, then he went. But he went in secret. Verse 11, then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, where is he? Now, Jesus had been going about teaching. He had been telling people that he was the bread of life, that he was the Son of God. In essence, he was actually God in the flesh. And the people said, well, you know, where is this Jesus? Where is he? Verse 12 says, and there was much murmuring among the people concerning him, concerning Jesus, in other words. For some said, he is a good man. Others said, nay, but he deceiveth the people. There's always going to be naysayers in this world. There's always going to be people who do not believe in Jesus Christ. And it goes further than that. They will actually say that he is not who he says he is. He is not the Son of God. They are naysayers. They will say that Jesus cannot do what he said he would be able to do, and that's to give eternal life to individuals. Verse 13, howbeit, no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. In other words, no one stepped forward and took up for Jesus at this point. They were afraid. They knew that the Jews wanted to kill Jesus. So anyone who had actually believed on Jesus Christ, I believe, according to this, anyone who had actually received him as Lord and Savior, they did not step forward. How many of us today are willing to step forward for Jesus today? Now, many of us, you know, we realize that There are people who have given their lives because they did speak up for Jesus. But at this point in our country, and I'm speaking of the United States, I do not believe that anyone has given their life for Jesus, for speaking up for him. Now, it's possible. I don't know. But Jesus asked us to be witnesses for him, to tell other individuals about him. But these people in John chapter 7, they would not tell anybody because they feared. They thought that possibly they would be killed by the Jews. Now, verse 14 goes on to say, now, about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. Well, it was time for him to go to where the people were, and the people, they were in the temple, and so therefore he went there to teach. He went there to teach the Word of God. And once again, I think of Paul the Apostle. He also would go into the temple when, after he got saved, he would go in and he would tell people about Jesus Christ. And there were individuals who got saved because of the preaching of Jesus. Now, verse 15. And the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Well, they evidently knew something of Jesus Christ. They evidently knew that he was the son of a carpenter. In other words, Joseph, his stepfather, was a carpenter, and Jesus would have learned a carpentry business from him. But they realized that Jesus Christ was not a rich person, neither was his family. And so they said, how can this be? In verse 16, Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and he was following the instructions of his heavenly Father. And he was telling these people, I don't have to be the smartest person in the world. Of course he was. I do not have to be the smartest person in the world to teach, because my Father gives me what I need. And you and I, as saved people, we don't have to be the smartest people in the world to give out the Word of God. We simply need to follow his instructions found in the book. And what book is that? It's the Bible. It's the Word of God. And once again, the King James Version. We need to follow what is said. And you know, when we think of the perversions today, many people do not realize that when I say a perversion, I'm talking about modern versions. Some of them have been out for a while, but they're still modern. The modern perversions, for the most part, leaves out the blood of Christ. They even leave out the name of Christ in many instances. They leave out the word hell. They, in other words, they take away the doctrines of the Word of God. What is doctrine? It's the teaching of the Word of God. It's what the Word of God says. If you take part of it out, then you do not have the complete Word of God. So if you're using one of the modern versions, my advice to you is get rid of it. You need to get into the King James Bible, the Word of God. And I fear that many of these so-called people who claim to be great theologians, they have got God's people so confused, they want people to think that God's people are so dumb that they cannot understand the unadulterated, God-breathed Word of God. And that is, once again, I believe, the King James Bible. So don't let anybody tell you, if you say that you can't understand the Word of God. The Bible tells us that once we get saved, we have the Holy Spirit. The Bible also tells us that the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. So therefore, I know that as I study the Word of God, that the Holy Spirit is going to lead me, because I do have the Holy Spirit living within me because I have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. And if you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit. And I'm not talking about some good feeling or some running and jumping and all this. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit is living within you. And you know that because you have trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior. You don't have to have any kind of a special experience to know that, because the Bible tells you that you have the Holy Spirit once you trust Jesus as Lord and Savior. Well, we get back here in verse 16 of John 7. Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine or my teaching is not mine, but his that sent me. And you and I, as we go forth, we sometimes get concerned about, well, what's people going to think of me? What am I? Who am I that I can tell others about Jesus Christ? Well, if you've been born again, you have the authority to tell people about Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that we are ambassadors for the Lord, that he has sent us on a mission. And that mission is to tell people, to give the doctrine of God, the teachings of God, and that teaching is in His Word. Verse 17 of John 7 says, "If any man will do His will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." I look around today and I hear many stories, many instances of where people in local churches are being confused. They're confused because they do not get into the Word of God. They do not study the Word of God. Now I want to read that verse again, John 7:17. If any man will do his will, what is his will? His will is to learn, to study the Word of God. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the Word of truth. Verse 17 says, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. Well, first of all, his will is for a person to be saved, is to know Christ as Savior. And after, and this is what I just got through telling you about, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you through the Scriptures. Once you do His will, and that's getting saved, He will, it says that person, if any man will do His will, then he shall know of the doctrine. He's going to learn. He's going to be shown in the Word of God, the teachings of God. And it says, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. This is the reason that I tell individuals, whether I'm teaching or another teacher is teaching, or another preacher or a pastor is teaching and preaching, you need to have the Word of God opened, and you need to follow along and make sure they're using and saying exactly what God wants them to say from the Word of God. And another thing, if you study the Word of God and you don't have your Bible with you, let's say, and someone starts telling you things from, they say, this is what God says. Well, if you've been in the Word of God, the Holy Spirit's going to speak to your heart and say, hey, wait a minute. This is not what you've read. This is not what's contained or what is found in the Word of God, what this person is saying. And therefore, if you study, you're not only going to learn, you're going to be able to discern the things of God. The Spirit of God is going to lead and guide you and help you and protect you from anyone that tries to lead you astray. Verse 17 says, he that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. How many people today do we see standing up and they proclaim that they're going to heal the sick and raise the dead and cause people's arms to grow and cause amputated legs to grow back? How many people? There's many charlatans out today that go about trying to confuse people, and they are simply making money on what they consider to be the gospel. But verse 18 says, he that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. Many people today want to have the glory today instead of giving God all the glory. And might I say today to you as a saved person, you need to be giving God all the glory. We as the saved people of this world, we need to uphold our Lord and just tell everybody about Him and let Him be exalted above us, above anyone else in this world. Exalt the Lord. The Bible tells us that when we do that, once again, we receive the blessing of knowing that we're exalting our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is God, and we need to exalt Him today. And as we exalt Him, we're actually exalting the Heavenly Father. And Jesus said, I came to do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. His will was to seek and to save those who are lost and to give honor and glory to the Father. So we need to do the same. And we need to let people know that Jesus saves, that God the Father wants people saved, and that we're simply carrying out our marching orders from heaven.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.